Hi, welcome back to We're All Humans of Earth. The fourth episode today is going to be with Fred, a very creative person, and this episode is approached in a more abstract way, where we're talking about the Brazilian culture. We are talking about what samba does to a culture, what dancing does to life, how the Brazilian culture is so free and why it is so warm-hearted and lively, where it all stems from. We are talking about creativity and also what climate does to how people interact with each other. I'd say let's jump in, and before we hop in, I want to say please subscribe if you like the show, share it with friends. I'd be really, really thankful. And yeah, let's embrace cultural differences and learn something together. Have fun.
All right. So, hey, Fred, welcome to the show. I'm really happy that you're here. And just start off, my first question for you is, what is your favorite holiday back home and why?
My favorite holiday?
Mm-hmm. In Brazil.
Wow. Wow. I got me back.
Yeah.
Let's say, New Year's could be a good, like a very positive one, so to say.
Do you have a specific one in Brazil that is like just in Brazil? Could you say is Carnival like a holiday? Do you have days off there? Or when do you get to come in Brazil?
Carnival is like another world. Yeah. It's like everything changes and...
In what term?
Yeah, and then like everybody just, okay, let's believe that for 1 week that the world is a beautiful place and we have no problems, and then we just party and then we just having fun, and that's like the idea of the carnival stuff.
You know, so are there like these parades in every city, or is it only, for example, in Rio?
No, all around. Yeah.
And like also in like small villages or?
Yeah, it depends. Like this big stuff, like really big things, like it's more in Rio and it's North Brazil as well. But Brazil stops during the carnival. That's an expression that we use. Like we like to say that the regular year, like it just starts after carnival in Brazil. Before carnival, nothing works in Brazil. That's something that we
have
a sense about.
So basically,
it's so crazy. It's something like that. You can get this. It's like it's true. You know, like everything that takes time and everything that's big that takes some time and everything. Okay, let's do it after carnival. Everybody said things like that. That's why Brazil doesn't work. You know, we lose like 1 or 2, 3 months of the year just waiting for carnival, and then let's go. Now we can start. I'm exaggerating, but it's also true, you know?
So basically you have a break between New Year's and carnival, and then only you start your year, because before you get a mentally prepared for
exaggeration, but it's true, you know? It's like a very common thing to say, okay, let's do it after carnival, you know? Something like that.
Yeah.
It's true. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know. Yeah, it's just true.
Yeah. And like they're also in the carnival itself, probably you would describe as like that you would feel extremely free and everyone's extremely happy there, right?
Yeah. 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 It's a form of expression. When people really, to switch the day by day life off. And then we just start let's have a good time. And actually, this is very, I think it's very important, because that's a way of people to get relief. You know, it's like for people to be happy. And then Brazilian people have a very tough life. And I think it's part of it. And then
But still in general, though, Brazilians are quite happy, right? They keep their happiness even though life might not be always carnival.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's part of being Brazilian. honestly, because that's something I've been thinking about actually since I got here, you know, and I see people suffering there in the videos, you know, like every time you see the videos on YouTube, but you see them smiling and I say, man, how can they smile?
Yeah. You know, where do you think it comes from? Where do you think it stems from?
I think because, there's a trying to explain it philosophically. There's a philosophical way that the absurdism, which says that everything is broken, we are all gonna die, and so let's have fun. Not let's have fun, but let's laugh at our fate.
Okay.
You know, because it's better than crying. You know, so, and then that's maybe making a parallel. I think that's how and why Brazilian people behave like that, because in a way they know that they're never going to be able to get anywhere in a way. You know, it's very hard for a Brazilian to get high in life because there's always problems all around. The government is, they just don't care about the people, and the normal people there, they have a very tough life, and then they know that that's their truth, you know.
So they accepted. You mean they accept the situation? They make the best out of it.
Yeah, and that's really. I got really touched by some videos that I saw like some months ago, and I say, man, this is like really amazing, you know, like really.
What did you see in these videos? What was shown in these videos?
Yeah, like for example, when there was a very hard rain, like in the city, like totally strong rain and all water all around the city, and then cars submerged and stuff like that, and then some people swimming, making fun like it was an ocean or a swimming pool, and then you were just having fun, even though they could even get diseases and all the problems, but they were like, okay, what can I do, you know, that's the best I can do with the situation, you know, and then they just having fun.
Yeah,
you know like,
so basically one could summarize that due to the difficult situation, the like biggest portion of the Brazilians are in all the time, they learn to live with that and with that embrace it and just be happy with what they have and try to be in a like beautiful state of mind, even though there might be so many dark things behind your back or inside you that you have to cope with.
I think so.
Okay.
I think this is, of course, it can happen all around the world with any human being, but I think this could be like a sort of a characteristic of the Brazilian people.
Mm-hmm.
Try to say that, yeah.
And besides happiness, you told me that you find freedom an important value in the Brazilian culture as well. Why is that?
Freedom. Yeah, because...
Because, for example, like when you say freedom, I'm also thinking of like, you know, if I imagine like these Brazilian women during carnival dancing, like, yeah, it really spreads this like freedom feeling. But where does it actually come from? And like, I know a lot of people perceive the carnival to be like such a free fest, like you're just free and you let go and you enjoy. So where do you think this like this feeling of being free comes from? Why is it so deeply rooted in Brazilian culture?
I think that, well, that's a, well, I don't know, because since we know that there are no, I'm trying to give an explanation, but I'm not sure.
Maybe this idea can help. Cause also what I find, people are like, if you look at how people dress and how they present themselves, it's also really, really free. You know, like,
yeah, that's the crazy thing. That's the crazy thing, because there's a lot of hypocrisy there as well, you know,
and I,
and
so?
People, Yeah, it's crazy because there are many people like who dress like that and then they just do whatever they want, blah, 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 blah. But on the other hand, a lot of people criticize that and I don't know, it's I don't know. I think the feeling of freedom comes from like also this kind of thing, that knowing that you won't have any support from government at all in life there. Like, just of course you can have, and of course in some places, blah 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 blah. But in a general way, you don't have it. So people do whatever they feel like, whatever they want, you know, and they have
don't
to
have
be
any free. Rules.
Yeah, it's like no. Yeah, it's a place. It's a country where the rules don't apply in a day by day life. You know, people are used to break rules there. You know, it's like in a cultural way. You know, and it's for because it's say okay, if the government is not doing it for me, I'll have to do it by myself. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's a big, very. Yeah, a general way of seeing, but I think this applies because, the rules don't get to the people, you know, the
but
laws.
Do you think that's a good thing?
Work. Huh?
Do you think it's a good thing?
I think it's a necessity. It's a way of surviving.
Because it's just that so deeply rooted in the Brazilian minds that you want to have this freedom and be able to make your own decisions. And also, for example, concerning of how you dress and everything, that that's why it works.
Yeah. No, I think I think it's not negative or positive. I think it's just a consequence. Of this lack of respect that we have from the government. I think it's something very related to that, you know, because people, you know, say, okay, if I just do what I feel doing, you know, like, and then,
Has it always been like that actually, or has this only like evolved in the last years?
I think it started when, like, in the, like, with the, after we had like a very also hard military government, like in the 60s until the 80s. Mm-hmm. And then people were very conservative, very straight, and on all these ways of thinking. And then it opened. Like, after that. And then, yeah, I think it has a lot of relation to the government, honestly speaking. I think because the government there is so corrupt and they don't care at all about people, you know? And then, once I read a sentence, I think it was from Marx when he said like the government makes to the people like their mirror. You know, the people are the mirror from the government in a way, you know? Mm-hmm. So it ends up like that, you know, say, okay, if the leaders are acting like that, we have to have a reaction to that anyhow, you know, mm-hmm. You know, and so it's always, you know, yeah, but yeah, I think it came from this.
Basically, you're saying since the government doesn't care, the people don't care as well, and they just live out their freedom.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the point. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
So then we have the values of happiness, freedom, and what else would you add up if you would want to describe a typical Brazilian?
We have, as a consequence of that, we have to be creative. We have to, we have to create. Like, we don't have like for example, a car. We have to build a car. We don't have a cell phone. We have to create a cell phone. You know, like all this, I'm just giving stupid examples, but that's the thing. Like since we don't have it, we have to create it. We have to make it somehow, you know, and in a low technology approach, you know, and they make more with less, you know, that's kind of approach to life. That actually the people from the north, which is a very, it's a poorer area of Brazil.
Okay.
And they are the most creative ones, actually. When you see, like, sometimes you're walking on the street and you see, like, a guy wearing some crazy stuff. I say, what the fuck, man? And then they say, man, this is,
like... What would he wear, for example?
Like, you see, like, this... I saw also a video from a guy putting, like, a wood, piece of wood in front of him and behind him. Mm-hmm. Like, with a hand, like, distancing, social distance. You know, like something like that, just funny, but it was just for fun, you know, like, and then it's like, and then having fun, you know, this kind of small things that they, people from the day by day life, they do, like, to have fun as well. They like to have fun. Oh. Hello?
It's okay. Now again, you got to repeat it. The connection was just bad.
Yeah. It's about to having also, like, coming to the point again. It's like, since our life is so bad, let's make something good out of it.
Yeah. So life is taken because, like, these, the day to day tasks are probably quite difficult, and it's difficult to get around and to maybe even survive as well. So with that, what did I just want to say? So then, like, the other things, you just try to make the best, just to make the best as possible due to the difficulties that you're in. And of course, you got to be creative in order to have whatever you want to have. If you can't afford a new phone, you just got to fix it together with other pieces.
Yeah, exactly. And have creative ways of fixing it, for example. Exactly. Yes.
In that sense, though, what would you describe the community life to be like? Is it rather that, like, the families help each other, like you would go to a cousin, or is it more that you have your social networks from friends that you would go to, or is it like a neighborhood kind of life that you have together? How is that set up in Brazil?
We can say that there are many families that are tight, that stick together, you know, that's a, we can say that. Yeah, people, you get, tend to preserve the family concept there.
So if you would need help, or if there's something that you can't stem on your own, you would go to a family member, probably.
Normally yes.
Okay. Yep. And then actually I want to read this because you texted me this with what you would describe a Brazilian like. So you say here, translating the Portuguese into English, live and not be ashamed to be happy. Sing and sing and sing about the beauty of being an internal apprentice. I know that life could be much better, and it will be, but it doesn't stop me from repeating. It's beautiful, it's beautiful, and it's beautiful. So actually, so you, the first thing you did concerning this question was you sent me this song, and just of like, this lightness and singing and enjoying life. Where do you think that can be seen most in the Brazilian culture?
In music as well. Like, in the samba music, like, that's, I think it's actually, this is one, maybe one of the, could be like a very, it's a mix of cultures there. And then it's a way of expression. Like, it comes from the people that don't have so much access, like in the beginning, in the early days, but they have a lot of understanding about life and a lot of power, inner power, you know. And then they had this culture of the from Africa, the rhythm, and then they put it together with some acoustic guitars, and then the samba arised.
Yeah.
And then this is a form of expression, and then this the samba is a form of the Brazilian music, a Brazilian way of being, to be expressed and to exist and to show how people feel. And actually also the rhythm itself, because if you take the harmonies of a good samba song, you're going to see that it's a very, very difficult to be played. It's not, they're very, the notes are very intrinsic. They're very, a lot of little things there that you get. It's very hard, even the rhythm and the harmonies. So it's a very sophisticated way of making music, you know. And this is also Brazil, because even though we have many very, very wow. It's such a big country, and we have a lot of different people, kind of different people, you know, like from all around the world. And so we get, just mix everything, and then you have the Brazilian culture. And
And in samba, you would say there's a lot of things that are mixed as well that make that.
No, sorry. I got to another direction. I missed the point. Sorry. But but the samba is like this I think there's intelligence there. You know, that very, I think, very humbly speaking, but honestly as well, as like samba is very, it's a very intelligent way of making music. It's not easy at all to make a samba song or to play a samba song. It's very sophisticated, you know, and this is how the people that don't have access manage to show that they had also some something to say and something to show to the world, you know. And they knew, okay, wow, they came from out of nothing. They didn't study harmonies in music schools, most of them. You know, and then just
it's such a it always has like this happy and grateful way to it, right? It's like
most of the time, most of the time, yes, but also has also some of course some blue sambas, like from pain, you know, but most of the time is there. Hope songs, I believe, in a wider picture, I could say that, it's like a hope, a song of hope, you know, something like
that. Okay. Yeah, so actually, I'm thinking about it right now, and it's just like music and and dancing. It seems like that is really one of the most important aspects for Brazilian, no? Because like, this like the just of if I imagine a Brazilian woman, for example, right, she has like really nice curves, she can like move really I don't even know what the correct word is for that, like really it's really feministic, but it's also aesthetically nice to look at. It's like, I don't know, it has like this kind of movement that is so smooth, but also it's so expressionistic and so strong. Like you have that part where you said like life is difficult and you got to make the best out of it. So with that, even like if I think about how these women dance, or even the men as well, it's a really powerful dance, but it feels really light. Maybe that's how how the Brazilian culture could be summarized, of having those people that live under difficult circumstances, but they make life simple. they turn the difficulties in something simple and really something beautiful and nice to look at. Same with the samba. You say it's really difficult to play and you need to master it. But if I think of samba, it's just, it sounds so smooth, really nice. It's just really engaging. It gives you a happy feeling immediately. And yeah.
Yes. Totally. Yeah, and the dance in this context is a way of expression as well. You know, it's a form of expression, like, you know, like to show and be able to be again to be free and to have, you know, like to yeah. It's also it's a cultural dance, like the samba.
Also something like, for example, me, oh my God, I can't imagine myself being good at dancing samba just because I'm so stiff and like.
But you were there, right? You were in the samba. In the samba school, right? And they liked you there, right?
Biggest fail ever.
You were busy, right?
I tried to do like the steps, you know, like the forward and then you go backward, but it didn't work out. It was so like, it is, that's like a thing again, like, right? It looks so easy, like when they dance and how they move their hips and like everything, it looks so easy. But when you try it yourself, you just realize, shit, it's not working. It's so difficult.
Yeah, it's part of it, and then but that's a culture, you know. And I cannot do the samba, like I cannot dance so that I just go a little step by step here, and then okay, I let it for the people who really know, you know.
But still, it's in your blood, no? This like this lightness. That's also what I think. Maybe you could explain to Brazilian, like, because they like. I feel like if I think about typical Brazilian, like they don't, you don't miss them in the crowd because somehow they stick out. But then if you, how like their aura is like perceived by others, it's something really light, something happy, but still you wouldn't, that lightness is, doesn't mean that these people are being missed in the crowd or they're like being pushed aside by other people. No, you always kind of, they stick out, but they stick out due to this lightness and this happiness. Like, mm-hmm. I know, I have another Brazilian friend of mine and she is like, she's like this little thin girl. And if she, I can already see her from 100 meters away because it's just like how she's walking. It's all like, oh yeah, I'm good. You know, yeah. I have a joint here. I'm all awesome.
Yeah. This is true. Like this, that's this, lightness. Yeah. Like very taking it easy, you know?
And, yeah, no rush at all.
No rush. No rush. Never. Yeah. There's another song that says that from Dorival Caymmi. I don't remember the name of the song now and exactly the lyrics, but the idea is that he's like, you know, laying with the guitar and playing, and then he says, if to, like in a melodic way, he says like, oh, okay. If tomorrow the sun shines and there's no rain, then I'll meet my love, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he says, but if it rains, then I won't go. It's like so easy, you know? Like, you know, I don't know if I managed to translate the idea. Like, so, okay, I don't, if it's rainy, I will just stay home and I don't care, you know? I don't. You know, I just don't want to do anything. You know, like
what's the song called?
Huh?
What's the song called?
I don't remember the name of the song. I don't remember this name. I have to check it later.
Again, it's like, I don't know. The first thing that you started off with is that life in Brazil is difficult, but everything that we talked about after these, like, this ground base of having a really, really difficult life, everything of looking at how the people cope with it and what they make out of it, it only seems like this difficulty they turn into something really beautiful because they have their music, they enjoy life, they're happy, they're living life in an, they're trying, like, out of these difficulties that arise, they try to make it as easy as possible so that you can survive and still have that energy, for example, for being happy and smiling. And yeah, I think that's something that a lot of people actually could take out of, even if life is not simple, during those times you don't need to be miserable because you can turn it into something that still, that get you approach it in an easy way, in I will make this somehow, and with that I can also be in a beautiful state of mind during those difficult times.
Yeah, even though it's very, very hard sometimes, but yeah, at least we try, you know.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
but still, like, I have never, I mean, okay, no, like, Brazilian women, I feel like, especially the women, they have, like, this, what is the right word for it? They have a really strong aura, like, women who know what they want, and it's just like, yeah, it's this big aura. It's really big. Like, I remember still when I got to your house and, like, what, I was traveling for 32 hours or something and I got into your apartment. I was so tired. And then your mom at 11 p.m. at night after working so long, probably, she's like, oh, hello, hello. And your home, my home is your home. And it's amazing you're here. And it's like this little woman is like having such a big presence. Like, she's just there in the room and it's like you forget everything that happened before. It's just like you're there, it's nice, you feel comfortable, everything's just beautiful.
This is like a very very open people, very you know, like, they're totally, you can talk to anyone at any time, and then
engaging maybe as well. Engaging maybe as well, because of being so open. Like, I think in Brazil, if you would sit somewhere on your own, you wouldn't sit somewhere on your own for really long. There would be someone coming over and being like, hey, come on, chill with us, life's great, what you want to have?
Yeah, it's very powerful. Yeah, the conversation starts like naturally.
Yeah, it's really easy. Yeah. Again, here, it's made simple. Like, you see someone is there sitting on your own, like, let's make their life better and give them a good time. And then they share their world with yours.
Yeah, it's true. Like, if you go to, like, for example, let's say I'm at home and I'm doing nothing and I'm, like, bored, like, in a normal day in Brazil, right? Okay, let's say, I'll go to the corner there and have a coffee or have a beer in the bar. I'm like, no one I know, but all of a sudden I'll be ending talking to a lot of people, you know, and then, you know, people start talking about the politics, talking about football, you know, talking about life, and then just end up talking. That's natural. Yeah. Can get happen naturally, you know, like, so to say.
Yeah, there's just a big open, like, everyone is present. You realize what the others are like, in what kind of situation they're like, for example, because they would realize that you're sitting there on your own. So they're not enclosing themselves to others, but then at the same time, they are open enough to let you into their group and make the time for you really good as well. Like when I came into your home and your mom was just like, my home's your home, and it's so amazing that you're here. It's just like, it's so nice. It was so nice.
Yeah, because she knew that you were very welcome as well, you know, like from the history when we had. And from me to making the student exchange with all the family and stuff, and I also felt like the same way here when I got to the family here with Bartol and Rudy.
Yeah.
They were like, okay, my home is your home, you know?
Yeah, and that's true.
This meeting was also very, very nice as well. I had this, you know? Like,
so, that in Germany, that openness of being welcoming and having this welcome towards guests is really, really different than in Brazil. It's like, basically, in Germany, your mom raised you to be welcoming for the guests that you have. So you do it because you have these rules and you were raised like that. But in Brazil, it doesn't seem to me like it's this rule where it comes from. It's rather something that's deep inside and where you're like, I want to make this a great time for you. And it's just so, so much more open and in such a more liberating way, I find. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know the approach, the how it works. Yeah.
It's like, it's the best example for explaining of what I feel of how you can compare this German guest welcoming versus the Brazilian one is that in Germany, you give maybe a handshake or like a light hug.
Yeah.
In Brazil, it's like this huge hug and like chatting and like there's like just this really, really wonderful and full of energy of saying hello. You know, it's just really different.
Yeah, that's true. That's something I miss here as well, actually. I miss this warmness of, you know,
exactly.
Like.
Exactly, it's warm. That's the word. Yeah, it's really, here it's rather like you do it because you get taught so. There's like this rule and line to follow. So with that, it becomes maybe a bit stiff and cold. And then in Brazil, on the other hand, you have this welcomeness that is just so warm and so engaging. And yeah, that makes you, it doesn't make you feel like tied in as well. It's like you have all the freedom to do what you want, but you are welcome. Like you're just here now and we're happy that you're here. It's a really different way of saying your home is my home.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's true. We I think it's from the Latino background, like also from Italy and Spain and Portugal, like there's also a little more open, and also because of the climate
there,
which is more warm, and people are all normally more open because they, it's like they don't stay at home all the time because it's cold, and they just go out and then just talk. So
that's a really nice point that you're mentioning here as well. I never compared of what the cultures are like or and how open they are or how warm-hearted they are compared to the climate, but it really makes sense because in like colder countries, you stay inside a lot. So you're with your family, you don't engage as much with others, but in really warm countries, you don't want to stay inside because it just gets too hot. So you go outside and with that, you're probably you're just more warm-hearted, you're more open, you're more willing to hang out with other people and have a good time.
Because
you are always outside.
Yeah. I think there's a relation there. Not necessarily, but I think definitely that it makes a difference.
For sure. Also, if you think about African cultures, like how many people are hanging out there together and helping each other, and they're also extremely warm-hearted, but it's also that most of the countries are having really warm climates as well throughout the entire year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That actually makes so much sense. Such a really nice approach. Yeah. And there maybe comes this freedom feeling as well, because you are just outside a lot. You just go with whatever the day offers and make the best out of it outside. And with that, feel free. Mm-hmm. And in colder countries, you are more enclosed because it's cold. You don't want to go outside. You don't want to freeze. So you just stay inside. And maybe you have this more of enclosed feeling.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's a reaction to the climate. Yeah. And, you know, it totally makes a part, makes a difference there in the behavior.
Definitely.
And also I thought about the language itself. Mm-hmm. The language also plays a part in this, because let's say all the humans had the same language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this would also change everything. Every how people behave, how people interact, and then the language is you're just saying the same thing, but in different in a different form.
Yeah, your body language is different, and how you pronounce it different. It's the exact same thing again. Like you have Germany, where you learn to pay your respect, you rather keep your emotions together, you approach it in a really rather cold and dry way. And then you have the Brazilian side, where it's really warm, there's a lot of talking, maybe there's like this really, really maybe a bit overwhelming sometimes as well, of having like lots of talking, and like you, but in the end, both sentences that are being said are meaning the same. It's just the one keeps its distance and keeps it quite formal, maybe if the person is not known as well. And then in another culture, there's basically no distance. There's just, you're here now, I'm happy you're here, and you're fully taken into the circle immediately. So then again, having a Brazilian come to Germany, maybe they would feel that they're not as welcome because it's just not approached the same way of welcoming that person. Mm-hmm. But yeah. It just feels maybe distant for them.
Yeah. This is true. This is true. Like if you have to understand what people are saying without words, you know.
Yeah.
And this is what it's the culture part, right? Yeah. Like,
but still, body languages are different as well. Like in Germany, you welcome someone and you give them the hand. And you greet them only with a hand, like, hello, I'm going to keep my distance. Here's like 1 meter and we stay apart. And in Brazil, it's like a big hug and you're already like so, so close. And that's a different body language for sure.
But that's so crazy because, and that's also interesting, because if a German gives you the hand, maybe he's more honest than a guy in Brazil who gives you a hug.
Yeah, could be. See,
that's something I've been thinking also, you know, like because it's something I know, that if you're a friend of a German, you have a friend of a German and he's a friend of you. He's not making small talk or shitty talk. No, it's direct. We're friends and that's it. You know,
but he means it for real.
Huh?
He means it for real.
Exactly. And that's very beautiful and that's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And in Brazil, you can have a lot of friends as well and meet a lot of friends, but actually nobody can be also your friend. You know,
you cannot, it's more superficial happen. Sometimes, maybe.
Sometimes, yes. It's not superficial in terms of social superficial. No, it's like that. Okay, we're friends. Okay, we meet, blah, 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 but it's like, you know, like just meet on the street, like talking day by day, talking. You know, not real friendship things. You know, and then this happens also. It's like this part of you can have like a embrace a lot of people, but they're not real friends, you know. So there's also this kind of have to also understand
dynamics. The dynamics are just really different as
Yeah.
My last question to you though, to end this, what is your biggest hope you have for your country, for Brazil? What do you want it to become like in the future? What do you think are the biggest sectors where something should change?
everything.
No, come on, this lightness, this warm-heartedness, this happiness. Yeah, like,
we need to organize. We need to organize the state. We need to put some I really could hope that that the government there would make good things for the people and steal less.
Yeah.
You know, and then would be make a big change. You know,
to make life easier, you mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Like Brazil is now divided by between left wing and right wing people, and it shouldn't be like that. You know, I think it should be like, okay, let's do it together and work. You know.
So is there like how actually looking at the left and right wing people, are there like difficulties concerning like accepting and respecting each other, or is it there still really free as well that you're like, okay, this is your opinion, this is my opinion.
It was like that, but now it became very intense. People are very radical now, unfortunately.
So respect is missing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes. It's like it became a very delicate situation. You know, we have like this power, this war power there with the governments, like and the leaders. They just care about the power they have or they will lose. So all the things related to like the Corona stuff as well, it's unbelievable how things are getting stuck because of interests there. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like the president wants one thing, the governments, the governors from the cities, the states, they want other things, and they just fight against each other and they don't have any solutions. For example, you know, this kind of thing that could be avoided if all of them went in the same direction, even though they would lose some here and something there, but make it happen, make everything work, and then we see what happens, you know. But it's the personal interests are always in front of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So basically the acceptance towards opinions of others and ideas of others are having been lost, and due to that you think there
people got too aggressive, unfortunately. People there, you cannot give an opinion that if a person has a different opinion, you just start arguing. It's like no, wait, easy. You know, it's like come on. You know, it's like it's very unfortunately this is what's happening there now.
Okay.
And I hope it changes. I hope that this the government puts the people in front of their interests. That basically.
Yeah, to respect their own culture and place more importance on them.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that's a nice take out at the end of this episode. Thank you very, very much.
Cool.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, thank you so much. This was a really nice talk. I think a lot to be taken out of here. So.
No.